daf is daf lam and gimel, if I'm correct, right? I guess I assume you got to the new parak. Right, so lam and beis, and beis the bottom. The Mishnah, the new parak begins, the fourth parak begins. Ein bein hamoder hana mechaveir lemoder heimanu maicho. So we have to get this down. Who's a muda, who's the madir? But the mudar is the one who hana is usher for. So I can't get hana. The madir is the one who the hana is usher from. So the Mishnah doesn't say who's taking the nether. It doesn't make that much of a difference here. It just questions who's usher, who's not usher. But typically the grammar of madir is the one who takes the nether, and the mudar is the one the nether is taken against. So the mudar, the one who cannot, the one who nethers against the mudar, he cannot get hana. So ein bein hamudar hana mechavero, the mudar himano maichel. There's no difference between one who's usher from all hanas from his friend to one who's usher simply from the category of food. There's no difference except Ella drisas haregel, except for walking on his property, v'chelim shein osim behem ochel nefesh, and also any property, whether it's utensils or clothing, that does not produce any food. So when a person who cannot get hana at all entirely from his friend, he cannot get hana even when it comes to walking on the guy's property. He cannot walk, and even when it comes to borrowing utensils, tools that had nothing to do with food, he can't get any of that type of hana, cannot borrow it. But the one who is simply usher in the category of food, he may walk on the guy's property and he may borrow clothing or utensils that have nothing to do with food at all. So let's look at the Ran's as we go along here. The Ran says, Ein bein hamoder hana ela drisas haregel, shemuder hana, the one who's usher to receive hana, usher la'avor derech chatzer, cannot pass through this guy's backyard, umudar mimenu maichel shari. And the one who is only usher from food may walk by through the guy's land. We see from here, by the way, that it's permitted to walk through someone's backyard. I know it's very common, you know, in Muncie, very big properties, and to get from one place to like a shul, sometimes you have to walk around like these large circles to get around, and people just cut through people's backyards. So that's typically, it's permitted. One's allowed to do that unless the person has a fence or says no trespassing or has taken hana, is there a neder hana from someone else. Then the Ran says, "V'chelim shein osim ben ochal nefesh desharu b'mudar meichel kol shein maskirin kiyot ben kin mefarish v'azil mudar hanas." He's referring to a Gemara we'll get to later on. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah now says, "Hamudar meichel mechavero, someone who takes or is asked to get hana with respect to food from his friend, lo yashilenu nafe v'kivra v'reichaim v'taner. He may not borrow from him a different types of sifter." What are the exact terms for nuff and kivra? They're both sifters.
One says flour, one says grain.
Okay. Sifting flour, grain. I guess grain is that when they're more whole, and the flour is when they're ground. So one cannot borrow these items because they're used for food, and he cannot get hana from food. But he can borrow, or he can lend to him the chalak, a suit, a cloak, the tabas, a ring, the talis, that's I guess more like a talis, a cloak, a coat or something, v'nizamim, and a ring, what's the nizam, nose rings or something?
Yeah.
Okay. He could borrow all those things. Oh, earrings, okay. So he cannot borrow any of the, he can't borrow any of these things that have nothing to do with food. Okay. So, the Gemara says, now, Man Tana, who is the author of this very Mishnah? Amar Rav Ada Barava, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer authored this Mishnah, the Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Afilu Vitar Aser, B'moder Hana, even being Mevatar, even giving up, even that would be Aser. What does that mean, Vita? Even being Mochel on something is Aser. So says the Rashi, the Ran rather, Ran says, Man Tana, who authored the Mishnah, the Moder Hana, Aser B'dush Regal? Who is the person who says, if I cannot get a hana from you, that means I cannot even walk on your property? Who says that's going to be usher? So explains the Ran, Afilu Vitar, Masha Darchan, Shemochen Levater Lelochen. That which it was customary that a seller would be Vater, be Mochel to the purchaser. Shemosifen Lehan Kishelochen Peros Echor Oshnaim. The guy buys a basket of apples or grapes and he throws in here, take another one or two extra, and that's okay. He's mochel, he's viter. That was the custom of sellers to do. Afilu osa viter, even that one or two extra grapes that he gives him, even that's going to be aser b'mudar hana, Even though there's a purchase and everything seemingly would be included in that purchase, that's still going to be usher, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Hilkach drishas haregel usher afagav delo kapti ba'inshi. Even though people are typically not makbid on this, it's usher b'muda another. Ron says going on to lamed gimel and aleph now, because Rabbi Eliezer is makbid even on the smallest mechila, the smallest vitar would be a usher to do. So drishas haregel is no different. Even though it's a small amount of hana, that would be usher. Then the Ron continues to explain. They may as well go further in the Ron on Lama Gimel Mal Alf now. Aval Rabbanon the Pligia led Savri de Chol Hecha de Lo Asher Alav El Hanas Kaigavna Lom Bikri Hana. If a person only asks Hana but does not include Drisus Haregel in that, then Stam that would be permitted according to the Rabbanon. Dechevin the Midi Lo Kapti Beinchi. People don't care. I don't care if you walk in my backyard. That's typically that if people walk in my backyard, that's okay. Ain de Kari Hatnehana Michaber. That's not considered Hana. Hana is only according to the Rabbanon. When I'm Makbid on it and then you're receiving Hana, that's considered Hana. So the way, again, the conceptual point that's going on here, it seems that the Machlokas is Hana when the guy receives some type of benefit, or when the guy who's giving up the Hana, he's losing out, he cares about it. Rabban say, only if I care is that going to be considered Hana from your perspective. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, whenever I'm receiving some Hana, I'm able to get a shortcut here, I don't care if you care or not, if I'm getting some type of benefit, that will be considered Hana, Lefi Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. Should we read this Ron continuing? Let's see. Let's look at the Ron. Yeah, the Ron continues to say, asks the Gemara based on a well-known Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara says, or the Ron quote, asks the following question. Im Tomar, the Halacha Mashmah, the Bedrusa Rega Lo Kapti Inchi. Right now, it sounds like we're assuming that walking in someone's yard is not of concern to people. That's why the Rabbanan permit one to walk, even though Adam can't get a Hana from me, according to Rabbanan, he may walk in my yard. That's permitted, because people don't care. The Gemara Daphna and Zion and Babasa tells us, the following things do not have a chazaka, cannot establish a certain amount of chazaka. And the Gemara says that we're dealing with a partnered property. People don't care if you place, Adam and I are partners, and he places his tanur in the yard, even though we're partners, and he's taking over that space, I'm not so bothered by that, and I don't care about that, so since I don't care, he could place it there. And that will not establish a chazakah. Chazakah is only if what you normally would do, if that's someone's my property, he's living in my house, I care about that, and I don't protest, the fact that I didn't protest proves that it must be that I sold it to him. But the thing that I don't care about, that he places his tanur in our partnered yard, I don't care about that. So then I'm not going to complain. That can never result in the chazaka. So the Ron continues to quote from the Gemara here, Al-Madafka shutvin hu delo kapti ha-incha ha-inchi da-makapti. Only because he and I are partners, I'm okay, because I have this part and I'll use that part of their property, who's the other part of the property. That's why I don't care. But a stam person, a guy who's a neighbor of mine, who we have no partnership with, who walks to my yard, the Gemara seems to say, that would be, I would be makbid on, v'chevin shekein li-taser afil rabbanon. That should be usher then, according to their bonum. Is it walking through someone's yard considered a hakbada to the owner or not? And that's the steer the Ron points out. And the Ron answers here to Ramban Zal, the Hamada, the Amar Hasim, Hainu Lehisaakev, Vulesha Bechatzer, Dumida Hamadas Behemad, the Tan Hasim, Masisim. That Gemara Babas referring to when he stationed his tanner in my yard, that I'll care. My neighbor puts his tanner in my backyard, that I'll care about. If my partner put his tanner in my backyard, I'm okay because we have a partnership here. So that's Gemara talking about stationing something there. The Gemara here is referring to just simply walking through my yard without settling there. Then I'll let anybody walk through my yard, that's okay. Settling in my yard, that much I won't go so far to allow that. So that's the difference. It's not the same scenario that the Gemaras are talking about. One's again stationing something in my yard, one is walking through, which I'm okay with. Okay. Now, in terms of Pesach Halacha, the Ron towards the end of this piece says, "Linin Halacha." He said, "Pesach Pasuk Haramban Zal Rabbi Eliezer Damar Vita Aser came to Stam Lan Tanak Hakavase." We pass like Rabbi Eliezer, since the Stam Mishnah here goes with Rabbi Eliezer, Vita even Vita's Aser. That means Drisus Haregel will be Aser to somebody who took Hana from me. The Ode the Sugin the Perkashut and Shenadu Kavase Azla goes like Rabbi Eliezer. Aval Rabino Tam Zal Rabino Chanana rather Zal Akasav Perkachas about them. Gave Elu Dvarim Shein Lahem Chazaka Delas Halacha. Rabbi Eliezer. There's a machlok is whether or not we pass like Rabbi Eliezer that even Drisus Haregel would be usher, or we pass like the Rabbanan that's all mutter. Okay. back to the bottom of Laman Beis and Beis now. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Hamuda Hamaycha Mechaveh Lo Yashilenu V'chulen. If I take Hana, if I cannot get Hana from Harry, let's say, from any food items, that means I cannot borrow from him a sifter of grain, a sifter of flour. I cannot borrow a grinder, a mill, a ton, or anything that can produce or help with food, I cannot borrow from him. The Gemara on the top of Laman Gimel and Aleph says, V'ha min Maychel Nether? But why? The nether I took was I can't get any food benefits. The sifter is not food itself. It has to do with food, but it's not food. So why can I not borrow a sifter? That's not food itself. So Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Levi, he tweaks the nether and says, Bomer hanas machalcha alayim. Any hana of food should be usher. So let's see how the Ron explains it. You see the Ron around six narrow lines up. He says, Damar hanas machalcha alayim. Dechemin Shehosef V'Amar, since he adds on to the statement and says Hanas Hamachel Harei Asar Atzmo Kol Mashik Gorim Oso, since he's adding some extra words, he initially could have said Hamoder Meichel, but here he's saying Hamoder Hanas Machalcha. Hanas Machalcha is an extra word. Hanas, I get the word Hanagas is an extra word, so he's adding on to what's Asar. So he includes even items that cause what to do with food, and the Ran says v'karle machalcha mishum de begar gramas hana shalahu misukan, because anything that causes hana is fixed. Let's see, v'habe sakadai tachachid ilo my mikre hanas maich. Otherwise, what else would be included hana? So it seems to be including all the utensils that have to do with food. Where says, what do you mean? Maybe the Gemara says two lines down, ema shalo yilo schitin v'yitena makaso. Maybe it has to do with an extra hana that food can produce. You could chew. The Gemara talks about in a few places you could chew wheat and place it on a wound of yours. It will help you heal. So maybe that's what it refers to. Stam saying I can't get I cannot eat from you. That means you can't eat food. Hana smachilcha means I can't get hana from the actual food, using it as a type of refuah. Maybe it doesn't include kalim that help with the making of food. So I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says, no, ba'omer hana sahamivia lide machalcha alai. No, where you say, I cannot get hana from any item that can bring hana from food, and that would include the rechaim, the tanur, the kivra, the nafe, all those things. That's the hana that we're talking about here. But stam saying, I can't get hana from food, that would only include actual food items, but it would include kalim. Okay. Just looking at the Iran for a second here. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara now. Says Amar Rav Papa Sak, a bag lahavi peros, a bag to bring some fruit. The chamer lahavi love peros, or a donkey to carry fruit. Afilu tana ba'alma, even a stam basket which can be used to carry fruit. Hana mevi hana ba'alma hana hamevili dimeichelu. That's all considered an extension of this hana that can bring about food. That's all included. So Gemara says, "By Rav Papa." Rav Papa asks, "Sus lirkov alav tabas liros maho." Let's say I want to borrow a horse to ride on it, or a ring to show off. What's the halacha there? Mifsaku mazil bara ma. What about? Let's see. What's that case here? Let's look at the Ran here. The Ran says around five wide lines down, "Sus lirkov alav tabas liros ba mifsak mezo bara amai." Demi amrinan. Do we say Nihid Hakravas Hamaychel Elav Mikre Hinam and Mivi Maychel? So anything that brings food closer, the Kalim, the Rechaim, the Tanner, that's considered Hanas Maychel. I feel Hachi Lahakriv Atma Lamaychel Kimafsik Umevz Bara Kadesh Sham Mehera Afanam Mivi Dili Maychel. So maybe, let's see, what does he mean by that? Are they saying bring him closer to the food? Instead of bringing the food closer to him, him being brought closer to the food. The Rashi is clearer there. You see Rashi? Let's look at the Rashi's five narrow lines down. Let's start from Sus. Sus lirkov alav leilech lebeis mishli. He wants to borrow a horse to get to the Suda. Oh, tabas leiros ba. Bebeis mishli kadeshi yanug ba kavod v'haynu hana. He wants to walk around this fancy ring to people show, oh, this guy must be chashuv. He has this big diamond ring. Or Or Mifsek Mesa Ba'arara, the Rashi says, Shaholich Derech Karko, the Beis HaMisha, Umikatzer Darko, where he's cutting through some backyards to have a shortcut to get quicker to the food. Is that going to be Asur? Now, again, the previous cases where the focus was on the Chefza, which brings the food closer to the person, here bring the person closer to the food. Will these things also be Asur to Mudar Hana, Behana, Hamivia Lidei Michael? That's the Shiloh. So the Gemara says Tashma. The Gemara brings a brisa, the Mishnah that said Avah Mal Shelo Chalak V'Talis Nizamim V'Tabas. That a person, if I took a hana, I can't get a nether, I can't get hana from any food. I can, however, borrow from you a suit, a talis, a earrings, rings. So Gemara wants to know, Hey Chidami, what's the nature of these items? Ilema Shelo Leiros Bohen Tzichel Meimar. If referring to rings and earrings that are not to show off, not to get me any kavod, does the Mishnah have to teach me that's mutter? Of course it's mutter. What would the hana be if I'm not using it to get any hana, any kavod from it? So ela lava afi must be referring to afilu leiros behen. Ela lava afilu leiros behen. Bikatani mashilo. So it must be talking about a kid situation where I want to try to borrow earrings or rings from you in order to show that I'm a chashiv person and to get some kavod. Yet the Mishnah says it's permitted. So we see that I can, but only items that have to do with the food bring the food closer to me would be aser. But something that brings me closer to the food or any kavod to the base Mishnah, that would be permitted to feed the Mishnah. And where it says, lo, cannot bring a raya from a Mishnah at all to the Shiloh of Rapapa, the Olam Shlo Leiros, really it's referring to a ring that does not bring honor to me at all. So why does the Mishnah teach it? It's obvious. If there's no Hana being brought to me from wearing this ring, so of course I'm allowed to wear this ring. So why is it right? The Gemara explains, Aidi de Katani Resha Lo Yashilenu Tana Sefer Mashilo. The Mishnah wants to have a nice, even balance, so since it lists certain things that you cannot borrow from the person, it also lists the things that you can borrow. Even though it's unnecessary, it's obvious what you can borrow, the Mishnah wants to have that even balance of presenting it, this you can't, this you can't.
This ring was going to enable him, the ring that Leros by him. That ring of Leros Ben is going to enable you to get more food? Is that the point?
Right, so I was wondering that also. The Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi just says more kavod. I would think it probably should be more about, you know, since you're more kavod, you might be first in line, or maybe you'll get more food. Rashi doesn't say that. I'm looking at, you see the Ran? Mm-hmm. The Ran says that. Let's go back to that Ran that we were reading before. Sus Lirkov, Alav, the Tabas Leros Ben. If you go two lines below that, it says V'chein Nami Sus Lirkov. The Ran says Alav Liros Ba Kedei Shira Kalim Choshev Kishirkov Al Sus. Now that he gets there quicker, but he looks like an honorable person. V'tei Atabas Al Yado, and he's wearing this fancy ring. U'bishulze Yitnu Lo Mona Yaf, he'll get a nice steak. He won't get the scraps. He'll get a nice piece of steak. Ki Hagavna Grama Balmo. That's simply Grama. Says Ran that would be permitted. But the Hamin was the Shaila. Was that it brings him closer, gets him a better food item. Not quicker, but a more quality. Interesting, the Ran calls this as a grumma. It's a grumma of Hana. That's the Shaila. I'm looking on the Rush for a second. Anything here? Yeah, the Rush says the same idea. He says in order to be most of, to give more food. So it's interesting. The Rush says about the quantity of food. The Ran refers to the quality of food, and the Rashi refers to the quickness of receiving the food. Three Qs there: quality, quantity, and quickness. Okay, the new Mishnah says now, v'chol davar shein osin bo ochel nefesh. Anything that does not create any food, makom shemaskirin kiyotzi b'hain aser. If it's something that may be rented out and one could make money and profit off it, anything like that would therefore be aser. So what does that mean? So let's look at the Ran here. The Ran says makom shemaskirin. It's around 10 lines up from the bottom. Makom shemaskirin kiyotzi b'hain aser. Afilu b'moder meichel. Even if I just said, if I took hana from you, a nether from you, I can't get any hana at all. So certainly I can't buy any items that I would normally have to rent from you. If I wanted to borrow your car and I normally have to rent a car and you lent it to me for free, I'm certainly getting hana from that free car. So that would certainly be usher. Ron says, even if I only took hana from you, a nether that I can't get food from you, even then, says the Ron, I cannot borrow your car from free if it's something that I typically would have rented. Why, says the Ran? A few Moder Michael, the high Moder Michael, the Masnitzin, the Muda Marech of the Mishnah that we spoke of, Hamokris of the Gemara, already explained to the Gemara, but Omer Hana, Hamivia Lide Michael Alai, not food itself, but anything that can bring food closer to me. Vahani came into Regilin Lahaskira, and since this item that I'm borrowing from you now normally is rented from you, Vizem Ashilu Belos Tachar, I'm borrowing it without paying for it, Hana Hamivia Lide Michael, I'm now saving extra money which can be used to purchase food. So I lost the place for a second. Sharei, but the haschiris shemachalo yikach meichel. The food that you just okay, I'll give it to you for free. You say to me that money that I just saved can be used to buy food. So that would be usher as well, says the Gemara. Mechla the Reisha. This implies that according to the Reisha, afapi shein maskirin, even if something that is not being that normally hired out would be usher. What does that mean? Says the Ron explains here, Michla the Resha, the Hainu Lo Yashalinu Nafa Bekivra. In the situation where I said, when I cannot borrow from you the sifters, when I took a hana, a neder that I can't get a food a hana from you, I can't borrow the sifters, says the Ron, Afal Pishain Maskin, even if it's a sifter that you normally, that Harry wouldn't normally rent out to me, Demai the Shari Bechalak Vitalis and Zaman Tabalas Asrinan, but Nafa Bekivra. So we're talking about a situation now, again, just to make it clear, the Mishnah here says anything that normally would be hired, rented out, I cannot borrow from you at all. It tells us that the first discussion of the Mishnah is a situation where it's not normally hired out. That's why I can borrow the chalak, I can borrow the talis, but on the other flip side, I cannot borrow a sifter even though I normally don't rent it. You don't rent it out to anybody. I'm not getting any profit from it by borrowing it from you. So Gemara says, Mantana, who holds that way, Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava, Rabbi Eliezer, like we said before. Rabbi Eliezer holds that even a small amount of hana, by me borrowing your sifter, even though I'm not getting any monetary profit, there still is a hana I'm getting by using the sifter for my food, that's enough hana to be usher, lefi Rabbi Eliezer. Because again, according to him, even Drisus HaRegel would be usher.
The first part of this Mishnah, though, you're giving me, you're lending me the car for the day, so I don't have to rent the car for the day. So now I have extra money. Fine. If I buy food, then clearly I'm violating this net. But who says I have to buy? I get something else. I buy clothes. I buy something totally not related to food. So where's the problem with the net?
I use it to buy something else, not food. We're talking only things that are
usher. The other one, fine. I borrowed the horse, so I look like a question of a guy, so now the guy gives me extra food. Fine.
Right.
But here I'm just, okay, now I have extra money in my pocket.
Here, the parish says it's an issue of mechzi, it looks like it has the, because it gives you this extra discretionary income, even if you don't use it in that way, it's created this appearance that the nether was broken.
So according to that, it's not, so I guess according to that parish, it wouldn't really be usher like the other cases. It's not really an issur of getting food because, as you said, it could be used for anything else. But he's saying since it gives that impression. Now the Ron didn't seem to say that though. Ron seemed to say it was really firmly usher, in which case Harry's question is a great question. But I could use the money for anything else.
But money's fungible, so I would argue that the fact you have extra discretionary income, even if you now buy something else, whatever you otherwise now bought, now it transfers that ability to have that money.
Well, I was waiting for you to use the word fungible. I was
but set you
yeah,
up.
But that, but you know, it doesn't. It's not like there's a certain. He doesn't have to spend it on anything. He doesn't have to. You know, it's.
Right, but then the question becomes, the money's not meant to be saved, that money's meant to be used, so eventually it will all.
Eventually it'll trickle down.
Right. Right.
So the government gives out so much free stuff.
Okay, but I hear the question, but according to the Mefarish, it's a completely different outlook, though. It's not really usher. He agrees to Harry. It's a great question, and therefore it's not really usher. It gives the impression of being something that's usher. I'm just looking over if anyone addresses this point. I'm not seeing anybody who does. Okay, fine. The new Mishnah tells us now, in the bottom of Lamed Gimel Aleph, says, Hamudar Hana Mechavero, person who takes a nether from his friend, sounds like a nether entirely, I can't get any hana from you at all. Shokolo es Shiklo, I can pay, every year we have an annual obligation of paying a machzah shekel, each individual has to pay machzah shekel to the base of Mikdash. I can pay off your debt of the shekel, machzah shekel. And not only that, Pares Chobo, you have an outstanding debt, and you have a mortgage to pay, I can pay it for you, even though you cannot get hana from me, I could still pay these debts for you. And I could also return an item from you. That's not considered hana by me returning your item. Now, a situation where you take a schar for this, then that money has to fall to hekdesh. So what case is that now? So let's see the Ran. The Ran says, let's go to Malkum Shemaskir and Kiyotu Ben Aser. John, 10 lines up. No, sorry, wrong one. 7 lines up. Shokolo Shiklo. Hamadi Lamodir. So the Madir, I took the Hana, let's say, the Nether, and you are Aser. You cannot get Hana from me. So I go ahead, I can pay, even though you can't get Hana from me, I can pay your Shekel. The Chain Parela Chovo, but Gemara Mefar Shaim. The Gemara is going to explain why. I'm not giving you anything new. I'm giving you back what's yours. It's not hana. It was always yours. You just didn't know where it was. And Malcolm Shinolin Alaschar, the Hainu im Haya Machse Bite Batum Nasela. If when I returned it, I lost that money though. I had a job I was doing. I took off an hour to return your object. I lost the sale of profit. To Bechi Agamna says the Ran, Mechayev Bal Haveda Litein Lo Sachar. You now have to pay me money. Could the Isa Beilu Mitzios? Tipo Na Lehekdesh Im Ein Machsir Rote Lekabel Sachar. Let's say I don't want to take the money. I said, don't worry about it. It wasn't a big deal. Yenedim Modul Hekdesh. You cannot keep that money. You have to give it off to Hekdesh. She'ilo Haya Mochel O Madia Nimtzim Mehano. Then by being mean Mochel to you, returning the Aveda, that's not a problem. But being mean Mochel, the Sachar that you would have otherwise paid, that would be considered not to you, that money would have to fall to Hekdesh.
So who's giving who back their Aveda?
I'm giving back the Aveda. You cannot get Hana from me, but by me returning the Aveda to you, there's no Hana on your head. But now, if it's a certain place where they said, listen, if I took off from work for an hour to return your item, you have to pay me money, so you owe me now $100. I say, no, Adam, it's fine. I like you a lot. Keep the $100. So now you're getting hana of the $100 that you would have otherwise paid.
That's different than chovo, porias chovo.
Right, so Gemara is going to have to explain why that is. Okay. Gemara will end up explaining. All right, we'll see why. Gemara will address that. Okay. So, hold on.
And this isn't talking about a case of Hana Meichel. Is Meichel, Hana's Meichel worse, or this even includes a case of Meichel?
This is a case of, I thought, of taking a nether of every item. If it was just Meichel, so similarly the same halach would apply, though.
Right, yeah, because even though, again, here you're freeing up money by giving this guy all this opportunity.
Right. It's just a rush here. Look, they see the rush in the bottom, the last rush in the mission here. It's Dibur Maskil. Tipol Hana Lehekdesh. So if I say, don't worry, Adam, keep the $100 that you would have otherwise paid for returning your object, keep it in that money. He cannot actually keep it. He has to give it off to the Hekdesh. So the rush explains, Tipol Hana Lehekdesh, Ein Yachol Akvo. He can't hold it back to himself. Sha'az Hayan Hanami met him, because now he's gaining the $100. The tzarach litno lehekdesh, he has to pay the money to the basement. Migash lefisha aser alav hanaso hekdesh. Why is hekdesh? Where is hekdesh fallen? I would have thought hekdesh falls in because where else to give it to? Maybe you could give it to tzedakah, to an ani. Why hekdesh? The rush explained because since it's aser tim like hekdesh, he has to give it to hekdesh. It's hekdesh to him. Interesting pshat. Hilkach koha na havali de mimenu hekdesh. Anything mahana that comes to him is like hekdesh. Very interesting pshat. I wonder if others say differently. Then he says, maybe just take the money and throw it into the Dead Sea. Just get rid of it. As long as he doesn't get hana, he could throw it off or give it to an ani. Just as long as he doesn't keep the money, maybe that should be okay. One cannot do that. He's losing out on Hekdesh. Hekdesh is missing out on this. We're going to make a dig from here later on, in a couple days from today. We'll come out from here. It's not that the Hekdesh is just... we have to give it somewhere. It's actually the Hekdesh deserves it. To the point where if he throws it into the Yam HaMelech, he's actually mafted Hekdesh. That's the route Rush explains here. I venture to guess that others argue on this shot. No, I'm not seeing anybody who, at least the sides, I'm mentioning anybody. Okay, the Gemara at the bottom of Lamed Gimel Aleph explains Alma. We see from all this, why is it mutter for the Madir to pay off the chov of the Mudar? Alma avrucha arib alma hu vishari. He's simply chasing away the line. By me paying off the bank, it's not really him getting hana, it's avoiding the bank from chasing after him. by him paying the machzor shekel, it's not that he's getting hana from it, just avoiding the Beis Hamikdash collecting from him. It's viewed that way. Now he's receiving hana, but preventing anything of chasing him down. That's what the Gemara understands. That's why it's permitted. So the Gemara explains, Man Tana, who wrote this? Who is the author of this Mishnah? Amar Vahoshaya Zu Divrei Chananhi. This is the opinion of Chanan. If you remember the names of Chanan back in the Gemara and Ksubas, where he's going to quote that Mishnah. And Rav Amar Afil Tema Divrei Hakol. No, it doesn't have to be Chanan. It could be anybody, even according to the Chachamim. Hakol Gavi Mutar Hana Diyav Amna Ashlo Lefro. Anybody who takes Hana from himself says on condition that I not to include paying off my debt. Let's see what the Mishnah is of who Chanan is, and then we'll put everything back together. My Chanan asks the Gemara on top of Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, now three lines down. The Tanan, the Mishnah in Ksubas tells us, all the way towards the end, that Mi Shehalach L'Midras Hayam. A wife's husband goes overseas, V'amud Echad U'Pinas Hasisha. The neighbor sees that his wife has nothing to eat. The neighbor says, okay, here's some food, take this money, go buy some groceries. So what happens when the husband returns? Chanan Amar Ibud Esme Osav. Too bad, a very nice neighbor, but it wasn't a very good businessman because he lost all that money that he paid off, that he gave to the neighbor. But Nechaku Allah B'nei HaKohanim Gedolim, the children of the B'nei HaKohanim Gedolim, argued, V'amru Yishva Kama Hotzevitel, no, he could take a shvua, that I paid her $100 a week for her groceries, and the husband, when he returns, has to pay me back money. And the Mishnah continues to say, Amar Rabbi Dosa Ben Hirkanus Kidivreyem, Rabbi Dosa Paskin, like the B'nei HaKohanim Gedolim, that the neighbor has every right to take a shua how much she paid her and takes that money from the husband. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zaka, Yofa Amar Chanan, that Chanan said properly, Heniach Kmosav al Karen Tzvi, that he simply placed his money on some bench and he lost it. So Machlokas, whether or not he has the right to take a shua and collect the money from the husband when he returns. That's the Machlokas. How does it connect to our Mishnah now? So again, who authored the Mishnah? So first we said, Rav Shai said, our Mishnah who says that I can pay Adam's debt, I could pay his machzor shekel. And initially we wanted to say, that's Chanan, I'm allowed to. Because we're just like the case where the neighbor pays the wife to support her, there's no Hana that's taking place there, he loses out on his money. So let's see how the Ram puts this together. You see the Ran on the bottom of Lama Gimel Mun Aleph, Amar B'Yoshaya Ha Mani Chananhu, the last line of Lama Gimel Mun Aleph, Amar B'Yoshaya Ha Mani Chananhu, he, the Sri Alei Shamifarnes Eishes Chavero, that somebody who pays, helps his neighbor's wife get food, Sheparei Lechov Mizonosav Haniach Maosav Akaren Atzvi, that by him paying off, it was very nice of him, but he can't expect to receive the money back, he loses out his money, Mishim Delochashim Hani Ela Mavriach Arib Alma. He's not giving hana to the husband. The husband's not receiving hana. He's simply chasing away the ari, chasing away the lion, chasing away that debt that he has. But the husband doesn't receive any hana to have to pay back when he returns. That's the connection. Paying out a debt is not hana, it's just chasing away the ari ba'alma. So that's why the neighbor cannot collect from the husband when he returns. But then the top Ran says in Lam Gimel Amud Beis, now, Afil Tema Divrei Hakol, it could even be according to the other Chachamim, who says that one's allowed to take a Shua and collect the money from the husband returns, that Afil Rabbanan says in Ran, Ami Shechayev Lova L'Hachzir L'Zeh, that a Lova does have to return back, D'me'achov Shepar B'Shvilo, Gaveh Moder Anah D'Hainu Masisim, D'Yahav Almanash Shelo Lifara Askinah, and talking about a situation where he made a stipulation not to pay the Chov, Kolomar, when he borrowed the money from him, they made a condition that the friend cannot force him to pay, and rather, whenever he wants, he could pay back on his own. When the mother pays the chov off, even though it's possible, but it's because of embarrassment that he paid for it, he came to Ibari lo para, the situation where I borrowed money from the bank, and the bank was very nice and said, listen, if you don't want to pay, you don't have to pay the money back. Here's money, you could borrow it. I'd like you to pay me back. If you don't pay me back, not a big deal. So that was the situation. My friend pays off my debt, which I didn't have to pay, so I could have just walked away and not have to pay anything, so I shouldn't have to owe him any money. that's the situation where even the Rabbanan could say, if he paid off my debt, I would not have to pay him back. He's allowed to if he wants. That's all. He wants to give up his money, that's okay. But there's no responsibility that falls upon me because there's no not received to me. I could have just walked away had I wanted. So whereas Ron asks a question, though. This makes sense by paying the chov. We can make such an agreement like that with the bank to not have to pay back my debt. But the shekel, I have an obligation annually to pay my machzor shekel. There's no stipulation I can make. If I don't want to pay, I don't have to pay. I have to give my annual debt, my annual payments. So what's the situation there where the rabbanan would think that the madir can pay the mudar's shekel? So Ron explained, Dikul Meimar, the masis in the day, meshkach is lucky going to shalach a shikl of a nignav of avod mission isra truma. There's also Gemara Ksubas, if you remember, that if I sent my machs a shekel to the Beis Hamikdash, it got stolen or lost. And once the Beis Hamikdash took the truma, they started using the money for the funds. The chi agav na pater mitzraim. Here I have pater from paying. Kedich tani behazav bnei ha'ir shishak le shikleim v'nigvo avdu. If the city sent off their shkalim with a messenger and it got stolen or lost along the way, if it once they started taking the funds from the money and they realized it got stolen or lost, you make a shvua to the gizbar and the treasurers, hilkach, and then the bnei ha'ir pater. It's the shluchim that are chayev, but the bnei ha'ir pater. So hilkach hishokam madis shiklam midigal mechayev b'modai chayev. I wasn't obligated to pay any more money. I sent my shekel already. It got lost and stolen along the way. It's now the obligation and the responsibility of the shliach. He went ahead and paid it for me anyways. He didn't do anything for me. So that's the situation the Ron says we have to be talking about when it comes to the shekel case as well. So either it could be Hanan who authored this Mishnah, that's when the madir is permitted to pay the mudar. It's talking about by Hanan. That's Porechovo is simply Mavriach Aribalma. Or maybe it's even the Rabbanan where they made a special stipulation where the Lova doesn't have to pay the Malva if he doesn't want to. So by him paying my debt doesn't really do me much good because I could have walked away from it anyways. Okay. Now the Gemara says halfway down. So Rava Lama Kurav Hoshai. There's two different opinions here. Rav Hoshai said it was only Hanan. And Rava says it was the Rekel who authored the Mishnah. So why didn't Rava and Rav Hoshai hold like each other? So Rava lo amar k'Rav Hoshai de kamokim le'el masis in the k'divei Rekel. Rava didn't like the answer of Rav Hoshai to say it's only Hanan. He preferred to say the Mishnah goes according to every opinion, even k'divei Rekel, even like the Chachamim, who we passing like. Rav Hoshai, why didn't he not say like Rava? Rav Hoshai lo amar k'Rava, gezera shel lifara mishum lifara. Says Rav Hoshai, even though you're right that normally, the Chachamim allow one to pay off the chov in a situation where he made a stipulation that if, in that situation, when it comes to Nidarim, we want to stay far away from that. Even though Mikra Din, one, if I made an agreement with the bank that I don't have to pay back, and my friend goes ahead and pays it back anyways, that's not considered Hanah for me. Even though that's really permitted, we're concerned if we allow that to take place, it might come to a point where I have to pay the bank. I have no choice but to pay the bank. And then he pays me. You're afraid that might happen also. And that really would be in a violation of receiving hana from the person who takes the nether. There's a very, very massive run here, which we're not going to do. We do have a lot of time, though. I think we have 20 minutes, though. Let's see. Should we do this?
You hear the enthusiasm.
Right. Okay, so let's...
We have a small explanation.
We'll take it.
Yeah, just take that. Basically, that even though the debtor could legally avoid repaying the loan, let's say the bank said, I don't care about it, but he would feel compelled to pay anyway to avoid embarrassment. So therefore, the payment of the loan by the third party would constitute a benefit to the debtor.
Uh-huh.
So it's true, he didn't have to repay it, but he doesn't feel good about it, so...
So that...
It's not a gzera. He's actually interpreting it to be hana.
Uh-huh. And I wonder, would that be only according to Rabbi Eliezer, who healed, even the smallest amount of hana is considered hana, Jesus Rega is considered hana, would only he hold that way, or perhaps even the Chachamim would imagine that even kisufa, even embarrassment, would also be considered hana lefi the Rabbanan.
Actually, he's explaining a sugi, a sugis. that's parallel to this. Uh-huh. And he's saying that that's why it will not conform to this
book. Aha. Uh-huh. Only according to Rabbi Eliezer. I mean, Hanan, Rabban of Hanan or Rabban of Rabbi Eliezer? You've seen two. Okay.
Yeah,
we're supposed to find out. Okay. Yeah, I see that in the Ron here now.
That's what the Ron, that's this Ron?
Yeah. See that, he quotes that Gemara, Kshubas Dav Kavches, the first medium wide line down. That's what he's referring to. Where it says, Nehide Hana Lestai, Kisufa Lestai, but doesn't he also have embarrassment that he's being spared here? So that's what he's referring to. Okay, fine, let's go by it here now.
He also talks yeah. about the issue where the neighbor gives the wife the food.
Uh-huh.
That's part of it.
So that's if the neighbor says, I'm giving this to you in place of your husband's obligation. But if he just gives it to the wife and doesn't say why, then it's really, so he's loaning stuff to the wife, so the wife has the obligation to him.
Uh-huh.
And then she can then sue the husband and say, so it's really between the two, it becomes between the husband and the wife.
Uh-huh. Okay, Sean Bias. Okay, that was a great summary of the Ron. I think, I mean, I imagine that was a good representation of it. Okay. Fine. Back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, around more than halfway down, two dots, Machshalos Avedaso. So he said before that if Adam can't get Hana from me, I can still return his lost object. And the Ron told us because I'm not really giving Hana. It was his. It was his wallet. Wherever it was his. He just didn't know where it was. I'm returning it to him. But I didn't give him anything new. So it explains the Gemara now. Pligi ba Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi. Then machlokas how to understand Peshat in this Mishnah. Chad Amar, one of them said, Lo shanu ela b'shenichse machzir asurin al bal aveda. This only holds true when the property, my property, let's say I'm returning the item to Adam, when my property is usher to Adam, the Baal Aveda. Dechi mahadir lei, miyadam dinafshe ka mahadir lei. When I return this object to you, your wallet, it was yours the whole time. I'm not returning mine, I'm returning yours. That's okay. Aval, but nichse Baal Aveda asurna machzir. But if, let's say, Adam's property is usher to me, then lo ka mahadir lei, I cannot return the money to him. The kamahani le pruta der Yosef. Because I am benefiting. So again, if Adam's property is ushered, I cannot get hana from Adam at all. By me returning property to him, what's the hana I'm getting? I'm returning his property. I'm not getting hana. There is hana because by me being osek in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, I am pater from the famous pruta der Yosef, which is, we'll see if the Ron explained all this, the Gemara might explain this, that when if an ani comes to my door and wants tzedakah, I can say, I'm sorry, I'm busy, I'm being osik in Hashavas Aveda, osik b'mitzah patim b'mitzah, I saved money. So by me returning Adam's object, he in turn had saved me money and I got hana. That would be osir. It's only when it's mutter, the Mishnah talk about only in case it's mutter, if my property is osir to Adam, I can return his wallet because it's not my property he's getting, it's his own property he's receiving, that's okay. But again, if it's Adam's property which ushered to me, by me returning the object, I'm gaining from his property, not directly, but I'm gaining from him, which would be also, I'm gaining the fact that I'm potter from paying any money to an ani who might knock on my door. That's according to the first mandamar. And Chalamar, the other opinion thinks, Afilu nichse Baal Aveda usher, and even though the Baal Aveda, even though Adam's property is ushered to me, al machzir mahadirle, I could still return the wallet. Mishum pruta the Rav Yosef lo shkiach. It's true that I am saving money if an ani were to come to my door, but it's so unlikely that the moment I'm being osig in the Hashem's Aveda, that an ani is going to come to my door and I actually will get hana from it. Very, very unlikely. And since it's very unlikely, it's lo shchiach, I may return the property to Adam, even though his property is usher to me. So that's the Gemara. Let's read to the Ron here, though. The Ron says, they see, the Ron says all this. You see five lines at the bottom, the kamahani le puto de Rav Yosef. The first man never thought, I cannot return, if Adam's property is also to me, I cannot return his lost object because I'm being saved from paying money to it. Ani. Explains Iran, when returning the property to Adam, miftar milmesev le putalani, I'm exempt from paying any money to an ani. She'osig mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. I'm all involved in one mitzvah, I'm patim from another mitzvah. The Tali Le Abed Rav Yosef, Mishum de Pligi, Rabbi Rav Yosef, Hakonis, he's referring to this discussion in the Gemara and Baba Kama. The Shomer Aveda, someone who's watching over an Aveda. I found the wallet, and while I'm watching it, I'm considered a Shomer. I'm responsible to certain things that happen to it. I can't just let it be taken away from somebody else, I have an obligation to protect it. Is that din of being Shomer Aveda, is that Shomer Sachar? Like, is it? Am I viewed now as a hired guard? Why would I be hired? I found this item. No one's paying me any money. You are being paid money because I'm potter from paying any to anyone who might come to my door. That's the schar I'm gaining. So we see that Rav Yosef held that you consider Shomer Sachar because that pruta that you're saving. That's why we refer to this case as pruta Rav Yosef explains the Ran.
Even though everybody agrees that you're osing mitzvah patur mitzvah in your putter, it's just a question of whether or not that's enough to call you Shomer Sachar or Shomer Chinam.
Right, I don't remember what Rabbah argues, I don't remember why he argues.
Otherwise, the Ran could have said more pasha. We call it pruta Rav Yosef because Rav Yosef is the only one who holds you're actually putter from it because osing mitzvah. He says it's called Pruta de Rav Yosef because of their machlokas by Shomer Sachar and Shomer Chinam, which is mashma that the Shomer Chinam also holds that you're putter, just it doesn't make you a Shomer Sachar.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that, why does that apply to putter? Maybe Rabbah holds that Shlo Shchiach at all?
Right, maybe he holds it's Shlo Shchiach.
But when it does happen,
you're still a Sikh mitzvah.
Right. So everyone agrees. Oh, I see. Everyone agrees if you're osik and ani actually comes, so you're probably from paying the ani. The question is that going? Is that likely to happen, or not? Or if even if it's not likely, is that consider the fact that it may happen? Is that enough to make you consider you a shomer sachar? Yosef thinks that's enough. Either he thinks it's likely, or even if it's not likely, he still thinks it's since it's a possibility, it makes a person a Shomer Sachar. And Rabbi says it's so unlikely that if it happens, it happens, and you'll be Pater. But since it's so unlikely to happen, it does not make a person a Shomer Sachar, he's simply a Shomer Chinam. So that's why we consider, since Yosef acknowledges the fact that a person is likely to be spared from the Pruta, we give him the ownership of Pruta of Yosef. Now once we've established that Pruta of Yosef, a person's Pater from paying the Ani, because it's Shomer Sachar, now when it comes to this case here, he's also going to be consider getting Hana by returning this object to the person who's receiving it. Okay. And let's look at the last round of the page here. Pruta of Yosef, lo shchiach, it's not likely. Shiavo ani li shal mimenu bosa shal de neima lo mahadar mishu de mishana midein. So unlikely the moment that he's busy dealing with his aveda, that ani is going to come to his door. De chia gabna kevin de lo shchiach lo havi bichal is hana. Since it's uncommon, it's not considered hana. Umiu kevin de efshad asi mishana midein. But so even though it's still, even though it's not enough to be considered Isra Na, it still is enough to be considered a Shomer Sachar, and he's obligated to protect it, guard it, and make sure it doesn't get stolen or lost.
It sounds not like what I said. It sounds like the opinion of the Rebbe Hillel Shomer Chinam is nothing.
Right. Let's look at this this rush at the end. It's like an interesting rush here, and then we'll call it a day here. The rush says, sorry, not rush, I mean the Tosfos. Yeah, the Tosfos here. The last toast on the page says, "Dimani le pruta de Rav Yosef perish b'shas she'aisek b'mitzvahs aveda." The moment he's being osik the mitzvah of aveda, he's part from paying off the tzedakah. V'im tomar yashiv lo v'tipol hana lehektish osa pruta b'makom shino l'aschar. So maybe that schar, maybe he should be able to return the item. And then that money he should take and give to Hekdesh, like we said before. Right, because I'm also losing out on a mitzvah. Let's not forget that. There's a mitzvah Hashav Saveda. So let me be osing the mitzvah and get the key mitzvah Hashav Saveda, and that money I would have, that money that I earned, that I saved, let me now give it to Hekdesh, like we had suggested before. The interest tells us, V'yeshlomar, delo mati ledaik ledas kama pamim. Pater who I again sorry. V'yeshomer de lo matzid l'day the damas kama pamim pater de who ayada mimesu rifta lani. What's saying? Because you can't be so calculated. How many times people are going to come to the door ask for some bread or money? You won't have an exact number to give an exact amount to the hektish. It's a practical point he's pointing out. Really, that would seem to be a very good solution, says the Tosfos. It's a good solution to just let him be mekayem the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, and then that money he would have gained from the from that pruta, let him just pay it to hektish, so he doesn't gain any money. But since it's so hard to exact how many anim are coming to your door, it's best not to do that at all. So then he asks the question we saw before, Vim Tomar, V'ha Avruche Ari Ba'almahu, Shem Avriach Me'al of Hani. So, by me, all simply is doing, the ani comes to my door, he asks for money, it's a chov now. We said before, that Mishnah said, you're allowed to pay chov. You could pay a chovos, you could pay off the tzedakah, it's mavriach malav ani. So when it came to I could pay off a guy's chov, but I can't get hana of saving the pruta of Yosef, which is so unlikely. If I could pay off the guy's chov, certainly I should be able to be exempt from the pruta of Yosef, which is a small amount, unlikely to happen. So what's the difference, asks the Tosus, between paying off the chov which is permitted and not being able to be saved the pruta of Yosef? So Yeshlomer answers Tosos, the parea chovo, hainu oso she parea chovo avur mavrich arimelav, hachlav bar hezekah. So the hezek is not so definite to come, hog l'chach havig kimavrich ari. What's he answering there? That person who's paying the chov, let's see the contrast, maybe it'll help us out better. Aval, hoch hamach ziatzmo, It's nothing to do with him being directly involved as the collector here. If he's not the bank, so the bank is the third party. So by me paying off the chov, I'm helping this third party from not being involved. But if I'm directly involved here as the bank himself, I'm holding the aveda in my hand, I'm the one holding it to return it to him, then somehow I have to read around the Tosa a little bit better to appreciate him. But somehow that me being more involved is not so much mavriach hari anymore, it's actually me giving him direct hana. Let's try that one more time. The Tosa says again, V'yei Shlomar, the parea chovo, paying off the guy's debt, hainu also sheparea chovo avuro mavriach hari me'alav. I'm chasing away the third party, the bank, from him. I'm protecting him from this bank, this ari. Hogachlav bar hezekel. It wasn't a clear hezek that was coming his direction. It's like just chasing away the lion. Aval hacha hamach ziatma. Me, I'm returning the money to Adam. Kimavriach ari me'asma. I'm helping chase the ari from him himself. Ayedeshim asik ba'vedes chari. By me being osik in the returning of the lost object. As if I'm taking the money out of his pocket and paying the ani directly, that's too direct, and therefore it's more of a problem. Are you getting that jump there?
I think it's because he's triggering his own mavriach hari.
I'm holding the object in my hand. I have your wallet.
By me going down and picking up your aveda. I'm giving myself a force field, right? That I don't have to give money to any.
Okay.
So I'm now protecting myself from the potential chov that's going to come from the ani. Whereas if you go and you pay off my chov, you've been mavriach for ari on my behalf, but I wasn't the one who initiated my own mavriach ari.
I see. Okay.
So it's less of a hana because it's a mavriach ari. It's of an uncertain hezek that you're protecting me from, whereas here I'm actively giving myself like this force field of protection.
It's somehow more direct. It probably requires a little bit more defining here, but it's more direct, and therefore that's why it's aser by putu of Yosef as opposed to parechova getting rid of this third party bank that would be permitted according to the opinions of us.
Okay. Lashon of no tell me kiso shavala beit of no snela ani. I'm not exactly sure, but. What he means by that. What does the Bala Veda have to do with this?
No, it's just because, as you said before, I'm now pater from paying the Pruta of Yosef. So it's as if I'm taking money out of your pocket and paying off the ani to exempt me from it. That's in essence, so it's more direct, as we were saying, and that's why that would be problematic. Okay, alright, so we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.